It's late afternoon towards the end of February and Rhett, Perth and Kinross have 25 primary and secondary teachers out at Stuart Tower Dairy Farm to learn about the STEM involved in producing milk. We hear some of the key learning from farmer Neil Butler and Rhett project coordinator Tara Clark.
We'll walk through the parlour. You might have to step over a few bits because we might have left us a few messages.
There's a few steps as well.
There's a few steps, so we'll do that and we'll wander through.
The group heard about some of the science involved in dairy production.
The message that basically all their food starts somewhere on a farm like mine, with a guy like me producing the raw ingredients.
You can talk about soil as a living organism.
Soil will capture 50% more carbon than a plantation of trees.
It's this sort of sustainability of the cows feed the farm, the farm feeds the cows, and the two go hand in hand.
So we talk about body temperature, and cows and humans aren't that dissimilar.
The genetics side of things as well, like your choice of genetics that you're choosing for either an efficient, sustainable beef product, I'm going to choose cows that are faster growing so they're not producing as much carbon, but animals, the milk animals, you're selectively breeding your best milkers as well.
Next up was an insight into some of the technology.
Tags nowadays are, or it's going to be law soon, they're going to be EID read, so a machine could read their tags automatically. So that's some of the technology that's coming in, and sheep as well, they have to be all like electric identification tags. So all of Neil's cows or calves that are born on his holding will have the number.
UK 542 616.
And every farmer will know their own number.
Yeah.
And then the number underneath that is individual to that animal. So every animal will have a passport.
Because at the end of the day, herd health is a key driver for us. You know, if we've got sick animals, it's not right.
The session also touched on developing the young workforce.
Farmers don't get a monthly salary like we do as teachers, but they get an annual salary. So they have to put out all this money all the way through the year, and then their price is ultimately dependent on somebody else, like a buyer. So I think that's quite an interesting kind of take on things if you're looking at business or, you know, that type of thing in terms of jobs in the future.
The session finished up in the cafe, sampling ice cream produced on the farm. The teachers were also given an opportunity to hear about the resources available through RET for use in the classroom, and we had a go at making some butter.
This is an example of an activity that you can do in your classroom. So literally just some double cream, as much as you want to put in, and then a little dash of water. You're all going home tonight, if you would like, with a tub with some double cream for you to be able to do this as an easy activity in your classroom, to show pupils how easy it is to make double cream into butter. Hopefully this lid stays on. It is a screw top that just holds it around your shaker.
You can find out more about RET's training offer at www.ret.org.uk.